Welcome to the program, Dr. Talley.
Well, thank you for having me.
You just arrived about a year ago at the university as the Orvis Endowed Professor. What does that mean?
The Orvis Endowed Professor is a position that the School of Nursing uses to recruit faculty on a visiting basis based on their expertise and what would be helpful to the program. Dr. Rushala recruited me, and her first request was that I help put together a psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner program, which would be the first at the School of Nursing and also the first in the state. The timeliness of this is related in part to the evolution and growth of the school. It's also that mental health has become a very popular topic of recent times. The governor's Behavioral and Wellness Task Force, which was formed, the Obamacare Affordable Care Act is now focusing a lot more on mental health care, and state directors of mental health systems are also being concerned about the aging population and how we're going to provide mental health care to them.
You're a past president of the American Psychiatric Nurses Association, so you've been at the forefront of the development of psychiatric nursing as a specialty. What will the program mean to our state?
Well, I hope it means that we're able to educate exceptional psychiatric nurse practitioners to add to the workforce. We currently only have 6 certified psychiatric nurse practitioners in Washoe County. They're a very scarce number of individuals nationwide, but we hope to be able to add to that workforce. We also hope to recruit students from the rural areas who are interested in going back to their hometowns and practicing in the mental health arena, as well as most of our graduates at least staying in Nevada. We hope that we can really increase the number of individuals in the workforce doing psychiatric advanced practice nursing.
Most people have an idea of what nurses do just through their own experience as a patient in a hospital or in a doctor's office. What exactly does a psychiatric nurse practitioner do?
The psychiatric nurse practitioner is an advanced practice role, like other nurse practitioners in primary care. So the individual is educated and prepared to work with individuals, families, groups that are having behavioral and mental health or psychiatric problems. They're able to assess clients, make a diagnosis, develop a plan of care, carry that out in various with various therapies, as well as prescribe medications. They can work in any number of systems, the emergency room, nursing homes, home care to families and individuals, primary care settings. We're hoping to have more psychiatric practitioners who can be consultants and first-line providers in those areas, because primary care is the de facto mental health system. Many more persons would prefer to have their care in those treatment settings. And our graduates are also reimbursable, so that Medicare, Medicaid, and insurance companies will pay for their services.
How does a mental health nurse practitioner work with doctors and others on the healthcare team?
The advanced practice psychiatric nurse has been a part of the core mental health team since their inception in the late 1960s. The advancement of our education from specialist to nurse practitioner has evolved over these many decades. So we are part of that team, and we all share the same fundamental knowledge about mental health problems, psychiatric disorders, family group kinds of treatments. So in that way, we have a very common orientation to the care we're delivering as a team. And then each member brings something a bit different from their own background, whether that be social work, psychiatry, nursing, or psychology.
What education is required to become a psychiatric nurse practitioner?
The program here and programs across the country typically admit students who have a baccalaureate degree in nursing and then enter the master's program and the specialty of psychiatric nurse practitioner. The program here is 2 years in length, full time, and requires 720 clinical hours. And we are hoping to have a variety of sites for our individuals since we have a lifespan approach. So our graduates will be capable of treating children, adolescents, adults, and the older client as well.
Dr. Talley, what can we do to improve Nevada's status as an underserved state in mental health?
Well, I hope that we contribute at least something to that problem by having this program underway, and that we will be graduating 12 plus students at a minimum every year to add to the workforce. And the practitioners within the mental health program are not only trained in psychiatric mental health nursing, but they also have a background in nursing in general, so that their ability to help clients with their health care as well as their mental health care, we hope will be an added benefit to their role. Another benefit was the change in the Nurse Practice Act that allowed nurse practitioners to have independent prescriptive authority. That will make Nevada a more attractive state for people to move to, hopefully. The other thing that I think we will add to helping with the mental health problems is the interdisciplinary efforts that we hope to become part of and to work with. For example, the psychiatry department within the School of Medicine, the Sanford Center, which is working on the psychosocial as well as the physical care for elderly populations as a consulting group, Project Echo, which is already doing some mental health. So there's a number of programs within the state that are beginning to evolve. And as our program evolves, we hope that we can be part of that team and really be available to rural areas, underserved areas, and places where people just don't have good access.
Thank you, Dr. Talley, for speaking with KUNR today.
Well, it's been my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
I'm Susan Hill from the University of Nevada School of Medicine and Division of Health Sciences, and we've been talking today with Dr. Sandra Talley at the University of Nevada, Reno, Orvis School of Nursing.